Let us go to Arizona. Good friend of ours, former Major League scout. He writes for MLB.com. He knows the game cold, and that is Bernie Pleskov. Bernie, how are you today?
Hey, Murray. Good to be with you.
Yeah, so where are you this evening?
I'm at Chase Field, sitting right upstairs in the press box, talking to my good friend Marty Lurie.
All right, very good. I thought perhaps we have a game tonight in the Arizona Rookie League. I thought maybe, I know you had gone out there to cover some of it this week. I thought maybe you were out there.
No, sir. I'm here.
Thank you. Next question, please. All right. This is our deposition today. Now, Raf, nice job. Very good. You saw some of the Giants, rookies, though. Is Christian Arroyo, did you not?
I saw Ryder Jones and Christian Arroyo. And, Marty, let me just say this. Winning is like an aphrodisiac. You know, it's very compelling. And the Giants have been winning. And you never want to give that up. But you have to continue to feed the system. You have to continue to bring new blood into the system. And these two young men, Arroyo and Jones, are that new blood that could help the Giants in the future. I really liked what I saw. Arroyo hit 326, and today he was named the league's most valuable player. At 18 years old, and he just turned 18 in May, he hit 326, Marty, and he's a very, very good ball player. He had five triples and 18 doubles, 39 RBIs, and 209 plate appearances. I think you're going to really like this kid. He plays shortstop. He plays very, very well. Eight errors and 192 chances. Mm. I like what I saw.
Well, very nice. Boy, Bernie, of course, a longtime Major League scout for the Mariners and the Astros, and now a writer for MLB.com. And, Bernie, we can follow you on Twitter. Where are you on Twitter?
At Bernie Pleskov, at BERNIEPLESKOFF.
Very good.
I answer everybody's tweets.
Yes, you do.
And, Marty,
do.
I did. I did a story about Ryder Jones. I did a story about Ryder Jones on MLBPipeline.com. He's the other guy that – he was number two in your draft, Marty. And
right.
I liked him a lot as well, so – you know, that winning, you got to keep it up because the fans expect it. And the Giants scuffled a bit this year, but there's some new blood coming.
All right. Where does Ryder Jones play? What position?
He's a third baseman, but he pitched in high school. He's a mid-90s starter. And they, you know, he's big enough. He plays third base. He hit 317 this year. So it was his bat that they want. And, you know, if he fails at that, which I don't think he will, then, by the way, you've got a pitcher. You know, you've got a guy that can convert, and that's not unheard of in the big league. So this is a two-way player, and he's a good one.
Very good. Bernie, you got to see Lincecum, and I got a terrific email today. I'll give the name of the fellow who sent it to me, and that is John Ketchum. Made a very compelling argument as why the Giants should not be involved with Lincecum, but should be looking at Nolasco, Irvin Santana, or someone like that. You have seen Lincecum. Were you there last night to watch him pitch?
Yes, I was, Marty.
All right, give me your take on it.
You know, in 4 years, he's lost 4 to 5 miles an hour off the fastball. Last night, he was very uncomfortable on the mound. And he actually, the grounds crew had to come out and fix the mound. That's how badly he was tripping. And it could have really injured him. But, you know, I disagree with that assessment. I'm a Lincecum fan for lots of reasons. His fastball wasn't working last night, so what did he do? He went to all his secondary pitches, which are better than most people's secondary pitches, and he kept the Diamondbacks off balance. I would keep Lincecum. Of course, you know, it's not my money, and it depends upon how much he wants. But this is a guy who's going to go out and try to take food off the hitter's table. That's the kind of guy I want pitching for me. He's not the ace he used to be. But you go find me a starter that's going to go 6-7 innings that are quality innings. And if, you know, the third year of the contract isn't that great, you put him in the bullpen like they did last year, and he's a quality pitcher. I like his attitude on the mound. I like the fact that he's a pro. He can make those adjustments. Those secondary pitches are awesome. I'm a big Lincecum fan. He is far from finished.
All right, very good. Bernie, you got to see Angel Pagan last night, his first game back. My goodness, since he was gone, they went 32 and 52. 32 and 52 without him. I can't blame it all on him. But what did he look like last night? Because it's a leg injury, and you just hope he's running easily.
You know, Marty, I saw him in the Arizona League. He came down here on rehab, and he ran very well, and he played very well when I saw him there. Last night, you would never know he had a hamstring injury. You know, he's the kind of spark plug for your club like some other players are on other clubs. I'm not saying he's just the old Puig-type spark plug, but your team plays better with Angel Pagan in the lineup. And I like what he brings. I like his energy. I like his bat. I like his defense. And I love the fact that he hustles on everything. And you know what? He hustled in the Arizona League. He had nothing to prove to these rookies, but he showed a very, very good example. He's a guy you want in your clubhouse. And I think they're a better club with Angel Pagan in the lineup, just my opinion.
Now, you know, I was thinking today as I wrote my lineups down, and let me give them to the fans very quickly because I know people write this down at home. But for the Giants, Pagan, Scudero, Belt, Posey, Pence, Sandoval, Crawford, Blanco, and Vogelsong. Arizona, Bloomquist, Eaton, Goldschmidt, Eric Chavez, Prado, Hill, Montero, Parra, and Cahill. I'll ask you this. You see the Arizona Diamondbacks all the time. You see the Giants. Would you trade the Diamondbacks position players for the Giants if you were Arizona?
No, I wouldn't.
Who would you rather have, the Diamondbacks position players or the Giants?
Well, you know what? I like Goldschmidt an awful lot. I like Gregarious. I'm nuts about Gregarious, the shortstop. I think he's terrific.
Right.
I like Aaron Hill at second base. Beyond that, I really don't know. The guy that really is upsetting me is Miguel Montero. Marty is trying to hit a 5-run home run every time to the plate. I've never seen it done. If he does it, he'll be the first guy ever. His swing is so long. His swing is so vicious. I feel badly for him. He wants to do so well. You know, he's hitting 230. This is a 280 to 300 hitter. He's making big, big outs. So Montero, you know, you've got Posey. The Diamondbacks have Montero. Posey is just an incredible player, and he's getting better all the time. I like Marco Scudero at second base. I like Aaron Hill. I like Marco Scudero. I don't know. There are guys on both clubs. I don't want to say take the Giants over the Diamondbacks. There are guys on both clubs. I think some of the Giants starters are extremely, extremely good players. Pablo looks so much better with the weight he's taken off. But I can't believe he's hitting, 270 today? There's a 300 hitter hitting 270, and the runs batted in are down. But, you know, I'll take Pablo. I'll take Pence. You've got some very, very good ball players on that team.
Yeah,
it's just a tough year.
I know. The interesting thing about Sandoval, one home run since the All-Star break and three in his last 76 games.
Yeah.
But he looks better. I mean, the swing looks better. His foot is more balanced. He's not lunging. And he made a defensive play last night that would remind you of the great Greg Nettles of the Cleveland Indians.
You know, I thought I was looking at Brooks Robinson for a minute. That's Brooksy's play.
Yeah.
You know, go to your right, go outside the line, plant and throw. It was fabulous. And I did see Sandoval lunge last night, Marty, and it wasn't pretty. But, you know, he can do it. Nobody else can do it. I saw a single on a lunge last night, but he's always done that. I saw him in the minor leagues do that. What's missing for me right now is the power. It's just, you know, mind-boggling to see this guy with 10 home runs and 64 RBIs at this point of the year. We've got a month left. So, you know, you point to what went wrong. He had a tough year, and some of the other guys did too. Crawford's made a few errors at third base, at shortstop, but I've always liked them. I've always liked the kid. I told you on your show at the beginning of the year that I thought he'd hit. And, you know, if you told me he had 264 with 8 homers and 40 RBIs, you'll take that from your shortstop. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, you would. Well, I'm going to predict Sandoval hits a home run in this series. He likes hitting in that. He likes hitting in this ballpark. Now, Cahill's a sinker guy, and Corbin, of course, is a lefty, so it may be a tall order for me, but he likes...
No, Marty. Yeah. No. Cahill gets the ball up, he gets corked. He is a sinker pitcher, but boy, does he keep the ball up. You know, if that curveball isn't working and if you can't get out of the first inning, three things to watch with Corbin. Can he get out of the first inning?
Cahill.
Can he keep the ball down? Or Cahill, sorry. Yeah. Can he keep the ball down and can he throw his curveball?
Yeah.
Three things about Cahill. You know, if he gets out of the first inning, if he keeps the ball down, if he throws his curveball, he can win. Any of those three things don't go well, the Giants will have him for lunch.
All right. I'm going to buy you a lunch if he doesn't, and you'll buy me a lunch if he does.
I always buy you a lunch anyway.
That's true. Of course. That's right. Thank you. And that'll be at the Italian Grotto, of course. All right.
Of course.
Have a good night. A pleasure to talk to you, and I'll be seeing you probably another month or so down at the Fall League.
Okay,
so.
Marty.
Bernie
thanks.
Pleskov, follow him on Twitter. Bernie, thanks so much. And goodbye. All right, that is it. He's terrific. He, Raph, we've had him on, what, 4 or 5 years, and his whole thing is so terrific. I mean, it really gives you information. That's a scout talking, and it's a scout who's now a writer, so he doesn't, you know, he's not beholden to any team, so he doesn't hold back. Very, very good. All right.